Thank you, guys. That 4020 sat right outside here, as I recall.
Yeah.
Had a tent set up, and we had a benefit. And I remember it sold three different times. And the last time, I did one too many times. The 4020, I blame my wife for buying it, but actually, I was there standing right there beside her when we bought the thing. And it's going to sell November 4th. With our online auction, and I found the rumor was that Michael would like to have it back. So I'm telling everybody in sight to bid on it, because maybe we can exceed what I paid for it. But anyway, it's a nice example of a 72 4020, and I've got three or four 72s in my collection, plus about one for about every year of the 4020 that's been built. So I've got quite a few of them. And talking about that power shift transmission, we put Detroit V6s on about a dozen 4020 power shifts, and I don't ever remember anybody tearing up the transmission with 200 plus horsepower. But the 1256 that we put the V6 in, we only did one, and I put the third ring and pinion in it. It just would not stand the horsepower. I've got that in my collection now. And some of you have been there on that tour, you've probably seen it. But it's been interesting collecting these tractors. And I go to an auction and I see I've got a 4640 that I bought because I was at an auction and I found a better one and another one. And first thing you know, I've got four or five. So that's how we decided to sell certain tractors this fall. And I figured I could sell over 100 decent tractors and not hurt the tours one bit. So that's kind of where we stand on that.